building on up, and you got up out of the ground so high,
yes,
to where you could draw the water out with that handful. Of course, in the well might be 4, 5, 6, 10 feet deep in water.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it worked. Pull it up with a lever, or you could pull it up with a rope some way or another.
Mm-hmm. How do you get the water to the house?
Well, you just have to take you something about a 10-quart bucket or something to get told it in.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the well won't too far from the house.
Yes. What kinds of things did you have in your kitchen?
Well, they had pots, pans, and one thing and that. They had different kinds of pots for different purposes. Boiling pots, baking pots, frying pan, different kind of, just like they do now, only they made different.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have pots and pans with little legs on them and things like
that? Yeah.
What were they used for?
Baked potatoes in, baked biscuits in, baked cornbread in, mm-hmm. baked cake in.
What kinds of different cornbread would you have?
Well, you just take the corn to the mill and have it ground into a meal. They were generally all the same kind, you know. Make up your bread.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in them spiders and bake it. Then it got done.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cook that way now.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Got different various ways of cooking. And different ways of heating. I know the man didn't want his house to have electric wires. Said that darn thing would burn him up.
Uh-huh.
Electric hot wires running all through his house.
Mm-hmm.
They did burn down some.
Yes. If you had a kind of cornbread that you might cook on, what kind of cornbread would you cook on top of the stove?
Well, that's what they call a hoop tree.
Yes.
Make it out thin.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be so, you could flap it over, you know, turn it over, cook both sides.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of other cornbread would you have?
Well, that was generally the way. Some were making bigger cakes than others, and some owing to how they had, what they had to bake it on.
Mm-hmm.
Martha, can't you tell her now? I about talked out all I know.
You want to come back tomorrow? Can you come back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or are there some things that you want me to answer for you? I can remember something about their way of living, because they had the kitchen and dining room separate from the main section of the house when I was a small child. And I can remember when the new dining room and kitchen were built onto the main part of the house. And when I was a little girl, he was talking about the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandmother had a fireplace in the kitchen, and she used iron cooking utensils. Mm-hmm. And many a day we've cooked a meal on the fireplace, especially in the wintertime. And she also had a stove, a regular old Southern Comfort, I believe they call it, a woman's, I've forgotten the name of the stove, but anyway, they were popular in the Southern kitchens, just a regular iron stove, wood burning stove, as they call it. She had a wood burning stove in her kitchen, also a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, go ahead and cut this.